Leave Your Excuses After the Beep, a podcast created for anyone who has ever used an excuse to not do something that you said you would. Does this sound familiar?
From busy, overworked, stressed out moms to thriving moms, wives, and health coaches, Kitty Clemens and Kyla McComas are Midwest moms who are breaking down excuses and empowering others to do the same.
Listen in to hear which of our excuses we break down next. I'm Kyla McComas.
And I'm Kitty Clemens. Leave Your Excuses After the Beep with Kitty and Kyla. We are super close to our 1 year mark of coming at you every week with a new excuse. And this week, we are going to talk about some mindset stuff, which, let's be real, I think the majority of our weekly topics have to do with some form of mindset shifting because it's a very real aspect and component of just health and well-being and overall life. So for this week, the question that we have for you is, are you a prisoner of your own mind and or thoughts? Mm-hmm. Kyla, what does this mean?
Well, I want to kind of rewind for a second. I like, what I want to say is the whole thing about mindset. I'm a firm believer just with my journey and some people that I've experienced around me that a lot of their, you know, if they're trying to get healthy, trying to exercise, trying to be more, you know, productive, trying to, you know, have a better relationship with their kids, family, like all of it, like, boils down to mindset, I feel. And there's probably a lot of studies even behind it. And like, what I mean by that is like, for instance, not too long ago, I, you know, we've talked about it before. I've strength trained for a while now, and I've been trying to increase my weights. And I was increasing my weights, and I did the first set, I did great. Like, I was like, whoo, this was easy. And then the second set, I was like trying to increase my weights. And I got in my head. I was like, I can't do this. This is too heavy. Like, my form is off. My, you know, like all these things came into my head. And I had to stop because I was like, I re-racked the weights and I was like, I have to step away from this because I was totally getting into my head about not being able to lift this when I totally could. And it was proven that I could, but I was like, nope, I can't do eight. I can't do it. I can't do it. And then all things just trickled down and became negative. So I know that was tangent on what you were asking, but I do feel that, yes, we have a lot of subjects on mindset, but I feel like that is the major factor in all health related issues or, you know, trying to get, you know, healthy. But anyways, so the whole idea of what our topic is, yeah, are you a prisoner? So maybe that does correlate, Kitty. Maybe it does like connect, because are we a prisoner of our thoughts or something that has previously happened to us? Are we always going back to the past of this is where I'm comfortable, this is what happened at that time, so now I'm never going to do that again because I have a fear of getting hurt, of getting sucked back into that, or, you know, losing money, whatever the situation was. It's like, are you going back to that? You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you have those high school boyfriends, right? Like, and then you break up with them and it was like the biggest heartache and, you know, whatever happened, especially if they break up with you. And then you go back, like your next relationship, you are guarded or you are like, or you want to be the one that breaks up with them first so you don't feel as bad. I'm going on a total tangent here, but it's totally true. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. Or Kitty, for you, for instance, you just played volleyball, you sprained your ankle or whatever happened. And like, now how like touchy is it to like go back and play again?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm torn. Like, what do? The responsible thing, I mentally tell myself, the responsible thing would be to just hang it up for the season. Just say, it's okay. It's a recreational volleyball league. There's nothing that is worthwhile, right, in terms of putting myself out there and injuring it further. Because I really have not rested it. I really have not done what I should have done. It still very much hurts. It's not pleasant. But is that imprisoned thinking?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting perspective of what. Yeah, I feel like I'm pushing the bounds of like responsible and irresponsible.
But also would be something that you really want to do, you know, it's like.
Right. It's like, so I'm willing to push the irresponsible pendulum, just swing a little bit more to that side because I do enjoy it. And I'm already thinking, okay, what can I do? How can I tape it? How can I support it? How can I still do whatever I need to do to be able, you know, to play? So that's.
Well, it's kind of like even like losing weight, for instance, you hear it all the time. I've tried everything. I, you know, done everything. It's just not working. Literally, it comes back down to, you know, were you in the right mindset to even start doing something? But it's like the whole idea of like losing weight, you've been, you know, either financially in debt because of, you know, purchasing things that just didn't work out or they worked out for a little bit. So you are in that mindset of like, no, I'm financially hurt by these things because they didn't work for me, you know, or you didn't see the results at all. So you're like, you're financially hurt or not financially hurt. You're, you know, hurt again because you are not seeing something that you are either trying or putting money towards. And it's that whole idea of I am stuck or comfortable or been hurt by these past experiences that it's coming back to basically haunt you right now. So we also talked about, I love this idea of this whole, flea thing, Kitty. Share this thought about like the whole flea in a cup idea.
Don't quote me because it's been a while since I've listened to the, or watched the video, but, basically it's something around the concept of when they have fleas in glass jars. And they have them mate. And so baby fleas, I don't know if that's a technical term. There's probably a technical term for baby fleas, but larvae, eggs, I don't know, are born into this jar. They hatch. I don't know if that's the proper terminology. You biology people, don't come at me because I don't know. And they live in this jar. And the jar is sealed at the time, right, that these fleas are growing and maturing. But once they determine that, you know, this experiment is done or whatever, if they take the jar off the lid, the fleas will never expand beyond the volume of what that jar was.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like if they were to all be forced out of the jar, they're all still going to hover within the same space that that jar had limited them to.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have full reign to fly wherever their little hearts desire, because of some genetic, I don't know what genetic, but you know, it's like supposed to parallel what your childhood or your the different beliefs perhaps that you grew up with, and mm-hmm. how those can affect your adulthood, you know, like how they affect how you, you know, raise your kids or how you approach health and wellness or how you approach financial concerns, you know, like some of those things are very much ingrained in us at a young age before we even know or imprinted on us. And so that can also play into this, the lies that we are telling ourselves. So this whole idea of, are you a prisoner of your own mind or of your own thoughts, I think is just very profound in the fact that I think we all live in this like imprisoned mindset to a certain extent, especially in some ways it's meant to keep us safe. Right. So obviously we don't want to be complete daredevils and go do things that are super dangerous and put our lives in danger. So there's to a certain extent, it's meant to, you know, to help protect us. But I think it also keeps us overwhelmingly safe, quote unquote, mm-hmm. safe in situations that maybe we aren't thriving. So maybe a career that seems safe, but is slowly draining your soul. Or keeping you away from your family because of the time that you spend away from them? Or yeah. is it, you know, drowning in debt because you think you should do X, Y, or Z? And that seems like a safe idea to you. But really, if you pushed your limits a little bit, or if you tried something new, or found additional support or resources, or utilized different services that maybe are new to you or to anyone in your family that may be considered unsafe, right? Or like, how dare you decide to be a stay-at-home mom? Like, how can you do that? Don't you need the finances? Don't you need to have benefits? Don't you need to have a retirement? Well, you know, like whatever. Because you may find that doing something different is beneficial. You may not feel supported in that. And your brain is going to offer you those same objections if you allow it to.
If you allow it.
Yeah.
I love the idea of, well, to a certain extent, that whole safe thing. What you said there is like totally true. Like we want to feel safe, and anything beyond that, and safe can be so little too. It can be like I mentioned before, you got hurt by a breakup and you're like, that might be too safe. Like if you're not gonna like go out and, you know, try to use that breakup as a, you know, what did and did you not like about it, and use it, you know, to help form the relationship that you want. But like you said, there's also the safe of like, no, we need a little safety in us because of putting ourselves, our life in danger. You know, and I know we talked about too, it was kind of like the flea thing, like you just said, was like they were comfortable and safe within that little, you know, 4 inches, and they didn't know any better. And then you have the other right. side of things, where the other example that we were talking about was this whole idea about this dog that was a, you know, would chase after things, you know, like a typical dog, go chase after the squirrel, the bird, the cat, you know, or other dogs. And then their owner decided to put a invisible fence line on it. And so the dog did the typical thing until like after the third time, when it was like, no, I am getting hurt too many times, this shock by this invisible fence. So I'm going to stay in my boundary of where it's comfortable and where I won't get hurt. And then you have all these, you know, things that pass by, again, the squirrels, the cats, and, you know, I'm sure the dog is thinking, like, how could you, like, you know that I can't cross that line because I'm going to get shocked and I don't know which one is better, like, if I should chase after you or get, you know, this horrible shock. And then the dog, you know, stops chasing after these things. And then the owners decided to remove the fence, invisible fence line, for some reason. And it's been gone for, you know, years, months, whatever it was. And this dog would not cross the line and never realized that if he crossed the line, he would not get shocked anymore because the owners took it away. And so in his head, he was like, I've been hurt. I've been, you know, like, I don't want that feeling. I don't want, it's not worth it. It's, you know, all those things. And really, that dog could go get what it wants. If they just took the feeling of like, okay, I've learned, lessons learned, something, taking that and moving it towards, you know, your ultimate, what you're trying to reach, your ultimate goal. So, Kitty, let's narrow it down to like, okay, now that we know all these things that we're afraid of, or the lie that's feeding our minds, which is not true, or the feelings from the past or from a specific situation, what are some ways, because we have to address it, right? If we don't address it, it's just going to either keep building and cause,
we're going to stay stuck.
Yeah.
Other damage. Stay imprisoned, and we're never going to move through. We're going to be stuck in that repeating pattern of, I can't do this because I'm fearful. I'm anxious. I'm uncomfortable. I'm scared, whatever it is.
Yeah. So what's some tips?
I mean, we can go down to the basics of, you know, flipping that thought into, I can, I am, I will, I will do X, Y, Z. I can do this. But I think it's even, it goes deeper than that. Like, that's just lip service. Like, you can tell yourself a lot of things. You can tell yourself, I am going to lose weight. I am going to go exercise. I am going to focus on my health. But if you haven't addressed the underlying issues as to why you keep lying to yourself and not showing up for yourself, then you're not going to do anything. There's not action to back that up. So I think it's important to go a step further and identify what the heck the problem is. What is it that you are experiencing that you don't want to experience? Mm-hmm. So identifying, you know, what it is that you are feeling, you know, when did that feeling start? Was there a trigger for that? Is that, how often does that trigger happen? You know, does it happen every time you encounter that trigger? Is it, you know, when a certain person has that trigger, like what, whatever that looks like, trying to take it back down to the basics. Is there a particular like need or want or desire that that problem is fulfilling?
Absolutely.
Or what need are you trying to meet when you encounter the problem?
Yeah. Is it going to push you, to that goal that you're looking for or that want? Or, so like you just said, like, first of all, identify the problem and then asking those questions. Like, are you, why am I doing this? Yeah. Like you said, when did it start? How did it make me feel? Is fear driving this? Is, you know, is there a certain trigger with it? All those things that you just said. And then, you know, pinpoint that lie. So yeah, when, what exactly is the lie? When does it happen? And then asking those questions of how can you flip that? And some things I'm sure you'll probably be like, it's not worth it to me, but I can guarantee you if you're thinking about it or, you know, really wanting what's on the other side, that there's a reason why you are seeing these things, hearing these things, or wanting that. So it breaks down to, yes, you want this, but how can we get to the other side of that lie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah,
breaking it down, problems yeah, versus lie.
Exactly. Because like they kind of always say, like, you know, the truth will set you free, right? So, you know, if you're breaking that lie, or if you're identifying that lie, because most of the things are probably lies, or you are just turning it into a lie. Like you think somebody thinks a certain way about you, and majority of the time that's not true. You know, I mean, yes, there's going to be some people that, yeah, they just don't care.
I think two of, you know, the lies that we tell ourselves about the behaviors that we're doing. So if you're involved in self-destructive behavior, so if you're the problem you're experiencing is you can't stick with your nutrition goals, or you're not, you can't not have alcohol at night, or you are like reeling as to how you're supposed to be, you know, living this healthier lifestyle, yet the minute you're stressed, or the minute you haven't planned, or you're short on time, you're binge eating all the crap. You're eating a pint of ice cream. You're drinking that entire bottle of wine. You're calling your girlfriends to go out for drinks after work. Like, those are self-destructive behaviors that can lead you down the road of lies. Like, I just can't do this. I'm not strong enough to do this. I can't not drink alcohol. I can't do X, Y, or Z. I've tried all these things and I just can't do it. But really, you're lying to yourself in that regard too, because you're not identifying the bigger problem of why are you engaging in self-destructive behaviors? Like, what's triggering that?
Mm-hmm.
A lack of planning, stress, some other outside force. And is there a better way for you to deal with that stress, with that lack of timing or lack of planning, with the lack of time that you have? I mean, there's always another way that you can look at that you can intervene, that you can plan. But sometimes we're so stuck in the lie that we're not even sure what the truth is or how to get out of, you know, like, where's the truth even begin? Like, I don't know. Sometimes it takes that outside person to really question, like, what the heck are you trying to achieve? Because you're not showing up in the way that you need to, if that's what you really want. You're telling yourself lots of lies and you've accepted them as these really great stories that you see as facts, but have nothing to back them up. So it's all in your head.
It's all in your head. I couldn't agree with you more. So we encourage you to stop being a prisoner of your thoughts, and that 99% of it are based on fear or an experience or something that's not true, you know, and it's time to, you know, break through that and address it. and ask yourself, did this hurt me that bad to hold myself back? Did this like put me in, you know, that big of a, you know, stress or whatever the feeling is to hold me back from what I'm trying to achieve?
I would ask you to make the commitment to do whatever it is that you needed to do to uncover the truth.
Yeah.
You know,
agree.
Just make a commitment to recognize that there are lies that we're telling ourselves and work at getting to the bottom of what the truth really is. What's really a story, what's not. And it's going to take time and you're going to keep coming up with new lies and new stories because that's just what our brain offers us. So just keep working. Just keep working at identifying what your truth is and just really take inventory of the thoughts that are serving you well and the thoughts that are just thoughts and not actual facts.
Yes.
Because our thoughts can tell us a lot of things or try to tell us a lot of things about us that aren't true.
Yeah. They're not true. Yeah. Well, we'll end that episode because we could carry on about this because it's a constant battle. But, you know, definitely striving to make it not hold me back. So goals.
Yeah. Love it. See you next time.